Security. The Microsoft Security Podcast. Talking Security.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Let's Talk, part of Talking Security Podcast. My name is Frans Houdendorp, and I'm joined, as always, by my great friend and co-host, Puyan Gabazi. It's been a little while since our last episode, but don't worry, we're back, recharged, and ready to dive into some big news from Microsoft Secure, isn't it, Puyan?
Yes, definitely, Frans. We had a short break. And we are at a great event, of course, at Workplace Ninja that you co-organized. And I was there as a speaker, or one of the speakers, and fully recharged, new ideas, new community ideas.
And I'm still buzzy because at the Workplace Ninja Summit, I did, I think it were 18 recordings. 6 sponsor sessions and some community stage. So I need to edit some stuff and put it on YouTube afterwards. Yeah. So keep an eye on the social media stuff of Workplace Ninja Summit to if you're interested. But Puyan, you were one of the speakers on the summit, isn't it?
Yes, and it was my first time at Workplace Ninja. It was you guys are doing a great job organizing that event. It was a huge, huge kudos to you guys.
And you did a session. What was that about?
Yeah, I had a session together with a good friend of us, Gianni Castaldi. The title of the session was From Endpoint Breach to Cloud Compromise, the attack that crossed the border. So because we were on an endpoint event, and I'm a cloud security minded more, so what we try to simulate in our session is how a phishing attempt or attack from a fully managed endpoint where credentials are harvested can end up into a full cloud takeover where the bad actor fully takes over your subscriptions, your environment, and from there, it's a very, very bad story.
But it was a fun session.
I enjoyed it, and we got great feedback from the organizations, and we had a good session. Definitely, I enjoyed it.
And we've both survived the Ninja Summit, so we're back behind the microphones, and I think it feels good, isn't it?
Definitely, it is. It's been, as you said, a while ago. Before the summer was our last episode, but yeah, today we are gonna unpack a lot of big announcements from Microsoft Secure, of course, last week, where Microsoft dropped really some game-changing updates, also on efficient side, where they are going into the whole new AI-driven Sentinel capabilities, but new Security Copilot agent, for example, and some great features that we definitely will be talking about.
And that's not the only things that we are unpacking, because we also have a lot of exciting news about what's coming next for our Talking Security podcast. A brand new session for a season, not a session, a season for the MVP Security Insights. So we're planning a new season for that. And we still have to publish one or two last episodes of the last season that we did. I need to edit them. So please keep an eye on our socials to get that online. But also some ideas to have some episodes with Microsoft product teams. Can we share the names already? I think we want to have Javier.
Definitely to talk us.
Javier Serrano, Serena from Spain. He's full into Sentinel and Data Lake. So we had a talk on the Ninja Summit also with you guys, with you and with Javier. Yeah. But also some other people from the other different product teams. But also we have some amazing community events upcoming. I think we're both participating in the Yellow Hat live stream and also on-prem attendance in Almere on January 13, 2026. If you want to know more, info can be found on yellowhat.live. So have a look on that website. And if you want to attend, you can register there. And earlier in November, November 6, we are live streaming CustoCon live from Zurich. I will be in Zurich hosting that live stream. And also for that event, it's possible to attend that in person. Go to CustoCon.com and see what's possible there.
So yeah, a lot amazing good news and events are coming. But let's first jump straight into the big news from Microsoft Secure from last week, Franz.
Let's start with a big one. I think the biggest SIEM solution in the world, Microsoft Sentinel. Empowering defenders in the era of agentic AI with Microsoft Sentinel. That is the title of the blog post on the Microsoft website. What does that mean?
Yeah, so this was the whole session of Microsoft Secure was also on the era of agentic AI with Microsoft Sentinel. I think it's also how Microsoft is turning Sentinel into more than just being a SIEM. I mean, they started with Microsoft Sentinel around 2019 when GA, where they were the first cloud SIEM. Cloud native SIEM, so not running on cloud, but native SIEM, cloud native. And now they are actually 5-6 years later switching that towards a more agentic AI platform, which actually basically means that AI agents can use Microsoft Sentinel to reason, act, and collaborate across your full security data. In the future, and with a couple of announcements like what we are going to talk today about is Sentinel, of course, Groff, what they announced as well. So where all the entities are going to be mapped, and the whole orchestration capabilities that allow AI agents to actually understand the relationship between the assets. So and it's going to be assets, identities, and activities, of course.
That looks awesome. Does that mean, if I'm thinking about that, instead of looking at an isolated alert, Sentinel can then now visualize the full attack path across devices, identities, and services. And then the AI can help you to connect that dots automatically?
Yeah, that's correct. So where your security analyst would normally be that, is the agentic AI is going to take over that role. So it's more a step towards context aware. Imagine when you are going to ask, where did this credential compromise started or spread started? And actually, Microsoft Sentinel showing you the blast radius through the graph. So it's not going to be us writing very complex queries or doing advanced searches anymore, but very context-driven, asking, hey, what happened there? Well, who was involved in this attack? And Microsoft showing us that in through the graph engine. In for example,
and the graph engine that brings us to Sentinel Graph, and I think Model Context Protocol or MCP. Is that all about letting AI agents query your security data like a human analyst would do. Hey, what user accessed this endpoint after 2 a.m. and then fetches the result with context? Is that what you mean?
So I think there are two things. MCP is like giving your AI assistant a structured way. It's not only your AI assistant, it's also going to be the human factor who can use AI MCP, for example, through VS Code, and interact to Microsoft Sentinel directly into a contextual way. But the same will be, of course, applying for AI agents, where they can interact with data or information in Sentinel through the same model. So it's the same foundation where Microsoft Copilot already is using in the security Copilot, but now applied to Microsoft Sentinel.
Talking about Copilot, we have a Copilot Studio where you can build your full Copilot agent on your own, not only within the M365, but within Copilot Studio, you can build a lot on your own. There was an announcement on around the developer extensibility. Does that mean that Microsoft now is giving partners and developers the ability to build their own solutions like we do in Copilot Studio now on top of Sentinel with the same studio or a custom AI agent or automation? That can we do that on top of Sentinel now?
Yeah, so that's exactly what they have announced, and this is going to be a huge for the MSSPs and enterprise teams, of course, because instead of waiting now for Microsoft to introduce new agents tools for specific flow, for example, we have now the phishing triage agent, which only focuses on phishing, and we have some partners that have also introduced some. Now it's possible for MSSPs and enterprise organizations to build their own agents and publish them through the store to your organization, but also to your customers, potential customers in the future. So there's also some new billing and business model created there for partners to move towards the next generation of how security is done as MSSPs.
And on top of Sentinel, you can build on top of Sentinel with connectors, custom AI agents, and automation. Is that the same or is it different to Security Copilot and the agents that we have within Security Copilot? Because I think Microsoft also announced some Security Copilot updates that you have your custom agent there as well. Is that different or is that more or less the same?
So I think the custom agent has a variation. I think part of it is the fact that partners are now... in the past, we were able to build our own agents, right? It was pretty complex. Some folk did it. You could publish it, ask Microsoft to accept it and publish it. But what they did now is, first of all, they created a store where you can publish your solution that you have been creating, and others can use it from there. So I think that's one part of it. But if you focus on one of the major improvements when it comes to custom agents, is the fact that you can create your own custom agents. You can do that through YAML if you are more into the coding. But you can do that also as context aware again. So you can have a chat with Security Copilot regarding what you want in your new agent, custom agent to do for you. And Security Copilot will translate that itself towards a new custom agent. I think this is something we have also seen in ChatGPT when it comes to agents. You can create them, you can fill in the fields as required, But you can also have a conversation with it and then let it build its own set of rules and fill up the fields that are required, for example, for you. Yeah, so right. This is going to be a huge, because this is going to enable teams to build much faster, much granular agents. So for example, a dedicated agent that's only focused on identity, like Guardian, that only monitors risky sign-ins in Entra, and based on that generate some recommendations or access review. So very purpose specific agents, just based on your input. But and the best part,
because I was asking the difference between on top of Sentinel or security copilot agents, what can we do with it?
Yeah, so the best part of this is that with Microsoft Sentinel MCP and the Graph Engine, you have the similar conversation. So you can have the same questions asking that agent towards your Microsoft Sentinel environment.
And that's through the, what is it called? MCP, the Model Context Protocol, the MCP server. What is it?
So that's an open source community language. It's a form of I don't know if I can say this, but in the form of a reverse proxy, where you have an MCP proxy that behaves between, and that's an AI solution. And if someone is listening and thinks that's completely wrong, maybe they need to put it in the comments. But in my simple understanding is that will translate your input into some configurations that ends up to Sentinel, for example, because Sentinel at the end doesn't really understand context-aware language. So there needs to be some translation. That's what MCP is. And so we see this with lots of security tools these days. For example, Bloodhound is, if I'm correct, also supporting MCP, so where you don't need to go click and try to figure out if you have run Bloodhound against an environment, but you just context aware, you can ask it where what is the most vulnerable user, for example.
And I think we talked also on the next topic in on the Workplace Ninja Summit together with Javier Sorano, if I speak that well, that was on the Sentinel Data Lake. Well, I think it's now GA, it's general available.
Yes, it is at Secure announced to be GA. I think
what is it?
Before we focus into it, I think before we go into all those AI agentic and information, AI works the best with the amount of data you have. The more data you have, the more you can do correlation. And in my opinion, to make this possible somehow is the Microsoft Sentinel Data Lake, where it comes around that empowers organizations to ingest more data, historical data, maybe for compliance purposes, not per se for actively alerting as well, and store that for many years. And price-wise, I can say it's a very, very affordable. I think Javier mentioned that in our episode as well. It's like zero, that's 0.10 cents, something around that, where normal ingestion would cost you between 2.5 and 5 euros, depending on your so they are not only saying bring your data because for that agentic AI and the AI future you need that data, but they are also coming with the data lake,
so we can
empower
that. So we can now say goodbye to all that retention trade-offs, because I know our well-known friend, former colleague, Koos Goossens, has done a lot on optimizing ingestion and usage of storage within Sentinel. So I think he wrote a lot on that topic. Yeah. But that with Sentinel Data Lake, it is all that kind of stuff isn't necessary anymore. Put it in Sentinel Data Lake and you have the ability for trend hunting and AI model training. You have all the data. So I think that's a huge win, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And it it simplifies it as well. So, for example, if you would do archiving in Sentinel now, you want to access that data, you need first to store it back, which takes time, and then complexity with it and cost with it. And now you just can query the same table, just switch the timestamps, and it automatically detects that it is going to historic data, and it will show you that as well. Data Lake has some limitations at the moment. So, for example, the purpose is not that your analytic rules will be querying it. So it's your detection rules are not going to query that data. And if so, to work out of use case, I think this is something Javier mentioned in our conversation as well, is let's say, I think one of them, I don't know why, maybe I'm too cloudy, but one of the big discussions always when it comes to seeing what makes it expensive network logging. I understand it's very important logging. Don't get me wrong.
Is it?
But it if you use it the right way, if you use it even, let's start with even using it, then it's really, it can be helpful. But,
yeah, but
not all of it.
One step back. If we have a modern workplace, fully cloud native, not necessary, and I use Wi-Fi on my company, I use Wi-Fi at home. It is, why should I use my network logs?
So, sure, that's an in a modern way, but unfortunately, all organizations do have some legacy with it. So, and it's not something that's gonna disappear within a year. But I don't
I
think it's,
I know
when it, once it comes to firewall logging, it's not only on-prem firewalling, right? There are use cases when you go to cloud, you will be facing Azure Firewall and other solutions that are really high intensive in log creation. So a use case would be having all that data in Data Lake, but not all of that data is relevant maybe for your day-to-day detections. So you could have saved KQL searches, which do a summary of that logging and bring that to Microsoft Sentinel tables that are accessible for Sentinel queries. And this, we are talking about networking, but I think one of the things that I would really see going forward, and because would be application logging, right? It's also one of those, like a lot of data is being generated, and not all of it is always relevant or usable. But having that data stored and having some of that data available to our detections, I think that would be an amazing step forward.
And if we slam this, this updates down. Do you have an example? Practical use case?
Yeah, so if you would focus on what we are having maybe at today with agentic AIs, and this is one we have been playing around with, doing some proof of concepts with some customers, is the phishing triage agent. Where the agent so if an email is identified by a user as a phishing, that pops up in Defender, of course, phishing triage agent automatically picks this up and starts the investigation. And if you would look at the investigation, it's very interesting because It starts by doing some pulling some more information from different environments. And then suddenly it starts also testing its own phishing simulation systems to see if this is coming from a phishing simulation. But also it starts collecting and reading all the data that is in the mail context and creating judgment. So for example, one of the true cases that you can see in that scenario is that you're sending that email from talkingsecurity.nl. And within the mail, we are referring to a link that is talking security. It is missing the S, right? .nl, which is one of the most common phishing attempts. Just get a URL that fits, and that's not too obviously different than the company's ones. In that scenario, phishing TDRs will detect and say, hey, the link that is being sent with is not correlating with what's the link in the actual image referring to. So, and based on that, it's mapped as true positives. And of course, we can have additional actions now also connected to this, for example, doing additional hunting and additional searches. Who else did get that mail? So within the custom field of building our agents, we will be maybe able to create an agent that specifically goes, hey, every phishing triage that was marked as a true positive, I want to investigate to see which other user was also receiving this, and then send them an email to warn them that they have been receiving phishing emails, for example. So there are a lot of scenarios to work on once it comes to, in my opinion, to agenting. And this is a simple example.
Yeah, that's
a lot is coming to us.
But AI. That's what agentic AI means. It's not only doing alerting, but it's acting intelligently based on the context. So I think it's the next phase of SecOps automation. I think we can, more or less easily create agents. And I had a talk on the Workplace Ninja Summit with some BlueVoyant guys. They played around with custom agents already for months. But on the learn pages, I think Microsoft explained really well how you can create custom agents that interact with your environment. The only downside, it's based on Security Copilot. And I don't know if you know what an SCU costs. And if that's running 24 hours.
My personal question would be, this is a technical podcast. We don't talk about pricing.
agree, but I want to mention this one. Because the secure compute units, the SCUs, are not that cheap. But you have the ability now to run it more or less pay as you go. So only if you are asking Copilot agents to do stuff, it collects and it consumes the SCU, so to say. With that, you need in the settings of Security Copilot, you need to limit the normal SCUs to zero, and then the pay as you go to one or two. Or something like that. That only if you're asking Security Copilot to do stuff that it's consuming secure compute unit. That's the ability that is there since I think one and a half months. Before you always need to provision one or more compute units, and that's not necessary anymore. And that can limit the usage. And with that, the costs of Security Copilot in your environment. So I think that's good.
Yeah, definitely. I think Microsoft and many others in this field are creating a way and reshaping the the whole business model there, because nobody has done it before, so we don't know what the best gonna be. I think the best thing is they are actually listening, adopting, and yeah, I do agree, it's not cheap, and it's maybe not where you want it to be for that price at the moment, but we have started a journey that I don't believe personally that we are not going to fish. This is the future. So one way or another, we will land here.
Yeah.
But
okay, let's move on, because we are already again almost half an hour on our way. A quick community spotlight. Do we have one, or I think these cool new features, probably we need some people to reach out to us.
Yeah, so we have already spotted some amazing GitHub projects, but really early experiment stages regarding Security Copilot and other features that we mentioned today. But this is also, I think, a reach out. If you are working on something cool, a demo, an agent, a custom solution. We didn't talk about a lot on Jupyter as well, which is going to be a huge with the developer ecosystem now being able. Now we have, of course, Sentinel Data Lake with more data accessible to us. If you are working on those areas and having working projects you want to share.
Yeah, we love sharing community work in our episodes. So just drop us a message, connect us on LinkedIn, send us an email, reach out to X, Blue Sky, whatever. We're everywhere on social. No, I'm not on Facebook. But yeah, drop us a message and maybe you will be in the next episode of Let's Talk. I think we can more or less close it up. Let's do some events.
Sure. You already mentioned Yellowhead is coming. The last one was amazing. We both were there. It was a huge success in my opinion. So I hope this one is going to be even bigger. It's going to be into two separate sessions simultaneously. It's going to be in kind of a workshop, or is that public?
Yes. I don't know. I do not know. What I know, it's in Almere. It's in the Kino. What is it? The BIOS. I don't know. in a movie theater stuff where we. That's rented for more than a day, I guess. And event focused on cybersecurity, more or less. So if you want to be there, go to yellowhead.live and you can register there. And also the live stream will be on that website. And I think I will move November 6th to CustoCon for a live stream on KQL, Custo Query Language. I think we have some Workplace Ninja meetups upcoming. One is in 2 days. We are recording this on Tuesday, so at the next Thursday, this Thursday, October 9, we have our next meetup. I know there will be an Azure Platform Engineering APE meetup in December in Apeldoorn. But that will probably be announced on their websites as well.
Yeah, the same as for security meetup. There will be also an October and November edition definitely this year.
Yeah, the security meetup as well. So a lot of meetups here in the Netherlands, probably also around the world. If you want them to be mentioned in this episode, drop us a message and we will cover them. So let's start with some fun, Poyan. I have a quick quiz for you.
Oh, yeah.
which of these, the next one, is not a new feature in Sentinel? So we have A, Sentinel Graph, B, the Model Context Protocol, C, Sentinel Copilot Karaoke Mode, and we have D, the Developer Extensions.
This is actually a pretty hard one, right, Franz? I would love to see Sentinel singing "We Are the Defenders," but we can definitely do a soundtrack on that as well. With Matthias,
he I will think definitely
with Matthias, he will figure something out. But yeah, I think the correct is unfortunately not the one.
Yeah, I think it's correct for now. So let's see what Ignite and Microsoft Ignite 2025 will bring. So we forgot that one in the event roundup. We have an Ignite coming up. On top of my head, San Francisco.
Yeah, on top of my mind as well. I won't be there, so
I won't be there as well. So maybe
November, mid-November somewhere.
Give me a second. In November 18 to and November 21, and that's in the Moscone Center in San Francisco. There is a pre-day on November 17, so probably a lot of people will be there. So let's see if Microsoft will announce some new stuff there, and we will cover that probably in the next recording that we will create on that. Let's reflect, Poyan.
Yeah, let's do that. So I think what we already mentioned is we are moving from that static systems to an era of AI reasoning, an AI that reasons, that adapts based on the input, and actually acts on that as well. But I think what you also mentioned is one of the biggest topics for the coming period will be how do we balance autonomy and control in security for organizations. So what will be the role of security teams, partners, and companies as Microsoft with that?
I think that one is spot on, because with agentic AI, we also had already a lot of conversations on data security with Copilot and with agentic AI in the secure space. I think we need strong governance, transparency, and oversight, because AI can do a lot, but I think it's still our responsibility to ensure that it acts within the policy and intent. Because if it's outer boundaries, it's doing stuff, it can probably harm stuff as well. So we need some policies for that, I guess.
Yeah, I agree exactly. So I think a good question for our listeners would be, if you could build your own security copilot agent, what would it do? What for static steps would it be replacing, for example? Would it help with threat hunting, for example, compliance issues, or maybe automate some alerts? Let us definitely know. We would love to feature your ideas in our next episode. I think our episodes will be being more focusing on this as well in the era of AI. Everything is going to be AI.
Probably.
So we would love to hear from you.
You can comment in the comments of this episode, but also you can also reach out to us through our website talkingsecurity.nl or through LinkedIn or the social media platform. So with that, it's a wrap up for today's Let's Talk, Puyan.
Yes, and we covered a lot. The whole Sentinel evolution from a cloud team to the SIEM in the AI era, to co-pilot agents, developer solutions, and the direction is actually Microsoft is heading with agentic AI front.
And yeah, we've got a lot more planned. Looking forward to a new season of MVP Security Insights. The product team updates. So hopefully we can get some people behind the microphones to talk about new stuff. What are they creating and what's coming up? And let's see if we can get some big community projects in the recordings as well. I think we know quite a few people already, so let's see if we can get them here to explain what they are doing.
Definitely, that would be awesome. And as always, we would love your support. This podcast is being created from a community for the community. So your like, share, and comment on this episode of our past episodes would be much appreciated. It helps us spread knowledge and bring more voices into the community.
So thanks for tuning in. I say until next time, stay safe, stay secure, and keep talking security. Thank you. Talking Security, the Microsoft Security Podcast. Security.